You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's a freak show down in the city. Broken dreams and desperate screams. The switchblade gleams down in the city. Empty cans, forgotten plans. Begging hands down in the city. Little strewn, a broken tune. And come soon down in the city. Down, yeah, down, down. Down in the city, nothing's new, the mood is blue now. What's the truth down in the city? The streets are going to really yellow, no. The heart is cold down in the city. Watch your back, never slack. The soul is black down in the city. Look around at every sound. Compassion has drowned down in the city. Down! Yeah, down, down, down in the city, down, yeah, down.
All right, we're back. Down, we're continuing on. Thanks, Ken's putting up with me tonight. Now, you know what's fascinating is you hear about this almost in real time changing of this individual's digital, let's say, footprint, okay? Metamorphosizing it into whatever they narrative they want. You know what it made me think of earlier? California covering Kamala Harris's tracks when she was the San Francisco DA and then the Attorney General of California. So it's a similar thing, but people brought up today earlier that you, for them to just think about this in real time within minutes of this thing going down, you've got the social media masters changing this individual's basically entire profile. So what does that tell you? That gets into that Corbett talking about DARPA, Intutel, the entire connections with basically our, you know, like I was saying last week and the week before, they put out the little twerps like Jack Dorsey and the little Russian punk over there at Google and the Indian guy and Mark Zuckerberg and these guys to be the front for these massive surveillance corporations and actually psychological warfare corporations to be used against the domestic population of this country plus the entire planet. Think about the Twitter and Facebook and the Arab Spring, all that stuff. So these clowns, these little bastards doing this stuff in real time. I mean, we're up against a real juggernaut here. We're here shoestring budgeted over here on RBN and other places trying to fight this freaking Goliath. And look, God doesn't like these bastards. And you know that. But they've given themselves over through rituals, sacrifice, and all the weird things they do to their dark demonic forces. And so they do, let's just say, wield some earthly power, because right now, you know, evil is having its moment on the timeline of history. But, you know, we have to maintain discipline and realize where we're at here. And like I was saying last week, can't go off half-cocked and let this, you know, knock us off of our mission in our place of where we're trying to go here. So, I want to resume in another part of the Jones Tom Papper thing that happened today, because there was some really good exchange. And so go ahead, play that second part, Ken.
I don't know what to say about this El Paso shooting, but the media is acting like it's Trump, it's a civil war. To me, it's very transparent that they're seizing on this. What do you think?
You're exactly right, Alex, and you're right. Something does always pop up, but we can't prevent the crazies. You know, it's very fascinating. We just saw last week, they're saying Antifa is going to attack. They're on standby. They're moving to El Paso. They've got 10 cities. They're going to go and attack and harass and do terrible things to. And at the same time, FBI Director Wray is saying Antifa is not a group. It's an ideology. Meanwhile, conspiracy theories are the biggest national threat to the United States. One thing that you've brought up, Alex, is the MKUltra, how the, all of these people seem to have ties to psychiatry. I just wanted to bring up one thing. I have yet to find a shooter, and obviously we're still learning about these two nutcases from the last 24 hours, but I have yet to find a shooter who was not on SSRIs or some form of brain-altering chemical in the short time that I've been following this. I'm sure in your 25 years, you have yet to see a single shooter who did not have some kind of brain-altering chemicals shrinking their gray matter.
Oh, I mean, that's it. And almost always their parents are psychologists or in DARPA or in the CIA. And I'm like, oh, Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was CIA. And, oh, the guy that did Aurora, his dad headed up the DARPA mind control program. I mean, this is all – I don't know what I'm saying is what's going on here? Like, what have they done to their kids? Like, maybe they're not doing it actively. What is this evil spirit, too? It's just incredible.
It's almost like they're sacrificing their children. Okay. And we know this is something.
All right. Now, this is Robert David Steele. Okay. What I'm seeing here is the deep state and shadow government. Yes, elements of the CIA and FBI do wicked illegal shit all the time, seeking to incite violence in Texas between patriots, generally white, but also black and red. Well, we'll see about that. And the fat slobs called the Antifa, who are so stupid they are easily manipulated. But how many spec ops boys are put the black masks and uniforms on and kind of do their thing behind the scenes? You know what I'm saying? So that's what we have to realize as well. There's probably some co-intel pros up the wazoo in some of these Antifa chapters. The right needs to hold the line and maintain discipline. The truth about this false flag event, 3 to 4 shooters dressed in black, not the police, will come out eventually. I continue to believe that our president cannot delay fulfillment of his promise with respect to 9/11 disclosure. Full disclosure of 9/11 will do two things: begin the long overdue process of expelling the Zionist parasite from America, and begin the process of challenging every false flag to date, all of which have been part of an anti-gun agenda that's unconstitutional. As I said to thousands attending Rolling Thunder, you cannot defend the Second Amendment without challenging the true nature of all these false flag events. It bears mention that the deep state and its Zionist underbelly have been trying to disarm whites of European descent in the USA for a long time. This is half their agenda. The other half is open borders and multiculturalism. The United States of America is at war with Zionist Israel and Great Britain, as well as the Vatican and the Kabbad cult that considers all of us subhuman. The Rothschilds may or may not have surrendered. There are signs they have, but as this latest false flag illuminates, there are still guerrilla factions out there that believe the U.S.'s public is stupid enough to be fooled by a false flag event. And I just have to say, a large swath of the people in my immediate vicinity are that stupid. Every reader should take note of how a Jeffrey Epstein story is being censored. Okay, blah, 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 blah. Let's see. The nine veils of evil that make the Epstein operation not just a Zionist Mossad operation, but the model for similar operations across the country, all covered up by local sheriffs, prosecutors, judges, and media managers, all either pedophiles themselves or are on the payroll. And they said, if you're worried about Clintons and pedophilia and all that too, then you're a dangerous terrorist as well. Let's see here. I wanted to get into this right here. Operation Gladio, El Paso and Dayton targeted with false flag mass shootings to further terrorize the American people into giving up their guns. This is on the Millennium Report. NWO cabal will not stop staging the mass shootings until the guns have been taken away. The American people are under the attack and they don't even know it. Well, some of us do. Clearly, deep state is creating every opportunity between now and election day to make serious gun control the number one campaign issue for the Democrats. And it's what it did. It coalesced all these Democrats with all the weird, you know, Marianne Williamson and Warren, who's a kook, Bernie, you know, and Mark Dice did a video, and basically it's like all those Democrats up there on the stage, you don't know, they're the only ones that are even rational. The rest of them that you know their name, that's the Kook Squad. The weekend of mass shootings is obviously being carried out by Operation Gladio. This is exactly how they do it. The single best way for the deep state globalists to compel the Democrats to make gun control the number one campaign issue for the 2020 cycle is to force it on them. Note that all three of the recent alleged mass shootings were conducted in Democrat-controlled cities. I was wanting to look into that as well. If you've got this power structure and they're basically Alinskyite Marxists, then it's easier for them to carry out one of these anti-gun operations. What better way to blow up this hot button issue than to carry out one mass casualty event after another right in the middle of the Democrats' POTUS debate series? Really, the timing could not be better for the New World Order globalist cabal that is determined to remove guns from the U.S. citizenry. Today's shooting in El Paso also serves the purpose of inflaming the gun debate in the great state of Texas, which has traditionally had one of the strongest right-to-bear-arms movements in the nation. You know, right there in go Beto Boy's backyard, too. Wait until globalist golden boy Beto O'Rourke gets a hold of this one in his hometown of El Paso. Given his floundering candidacy, one might think that this false flag mass shooting was deliberately staged in his former district to give him a new cause to run with. Okay, and the amount of people throwing the racist word around, this Trotsky invention, this word, in the last few days is absolutely sick. But even in the last few weeks, it was like they were all given the talking points, racist, 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 and then boom. They had these Manchurians ready to go, and then they got a picture of this. You know, the picture of the kid with the glasses and the ear protection. Why is it the only time crime photos of law enforcement authorities ever published are those with the shooter carrying a prominently displayed assault weapon? Because they want to get these. Here's the thing: they want to get these assault weapons, or what you want to call the AK or the AR platforms, out of the hands of us little people, because it's a force multiplier. You know, you've got a clip with a 30 round mag in it, and you got another 30 round mag taped, you know, you got 60 rounds right there. This is what they need for when they drop the economy, drop the power grid, or what have you. They don't want people to be able to defend themselves. They don't want people to be self-sufficient. They want to put everybody into the camps. And think about this. I just went on Deagle, and I'm going on there now, Deagle.com again. Okay? Now, you get into, let's see here. Support aircraft, private aircraft, propulsion system, countries, other info, countries down at the bottom, right? In the United States, okay? So they got us basically, and then you go to the 2025 forecast, we go from, everybody else, nobody's like this, we go from 326,620,000 down to 99,553,000. Nobody else really has that significant of a loss. South Korea down from 51 to 37. Italy, 62 down to 43. Some people go up, like Indonesia. Just interesting to, you know, Egypt goes up. Just quite fascinating where you see where the big drop is the United States. And so keep that in mind, okay? Beto's candidacy is... I just left the site, so I don't know. We'll have to see what Canada looks like next time. Beto's candidacy is not so much about getting nominated as it is a highly controlled enterprise launched for the purpose of bringing a lot of attention quickly to wedge issues that are then used to further divide the body politic. It's a border, El Paso's on the border, and he's going off. He's ready to snatch guns, okay? And so, let's see. And I think that's good for that article. Let's see. I wanted to get into this. There's there's, you know, there's so much speculation here. People are talking about iPet Go 2 August attacks completely solved. Are we seeing a modern day satanic panic? Dr. Michael Aquino questioned about Jeffrey Epstein and 9/11. Michael reveals who was responsible. I don't know if this is, you know, in true, any of this is true or not. You know, X-22 report, we knew it was going to happen, exculpatory evidence, you know, with the Q stuff. So, you know, I'm going to wrap this up, but be ready to be searched and scanned and on the increase, okay? I can only see where, with these latest ones, where I almost felt like today that we've stepped through like another mile marker on the highway towards tyranny. I mean, we're all, as we know, we're all almost there. But there's these few little cards left in place that they have to pull out of the deck in order to have the confidence to move forward, you know, with basically an all-out, you know, confiscation orders. And, you know, they're gonna try to pull this orders like they did New Zealand after this Christchurch ridiculous operation down there. Now, some states are going to go quicker than others. You know, here in Missouri, you know, outside of the cities, everybody's going to tell the government to shove it, even if it's Republicans that say turn your guns in. Remember, Ted Cruz and Lindsey Graham and these characters now are moving towards the red flag kind of motif. Oh, I forgot to talk about this. Cielo Vista Mall, which means sky view in English. Okay, Cielo Vista, sky view. Now, you could do some speculation on that. But on MSNBC, I was watching somebody's video, and it was the coverage from MSNBC of their alleged live coverage, okay? And at this mall, right by the Walmart, there's a Hooters. Okay, and usually the Hooters is just whatever, but there was a big owl, you know, the two O's from Hooters, you know, kind of resembles a set of woman's boobs, but it's also the eyes of an owl, okay, so that's how they get away with it. Okay, Hooters, you know, common vernacular for women's breasts. But anyway, so the owl was there with the eyes in the owl, and I swear it looks so similar to the Bohemian Grove owl. And what's so funny is the MSNBC cameraman had to be ordered to – it was a wide screen, so you saw like an aisle in the parking lot. But my eyes went right to the owl, and that's just because I guess I'm into symbology somewhat. But I knew it was meant – to be in the shot in this prominent place, and very, very crazy. And another thing, you know, they went after this metal band Acacia Strain by having this kid had the hoodie on, but you got to go look at the video game angle, which they're going to do. Okay, there was some little black kid that just got life in prison. He strangled his sister over the Wi-Fi password and he strangled her for, you know, like over 15 minutes and killed her because she wanted to get on the Wi-Fi. That was down in Macon, Georgia or something. But look at this incel angle. Now, you know that the incels also have been targeted by basically your FBI DHS kind of researchers as a danger. Remember that Elliot Rodger, the kid from the Hunger Games producer, that incel type thing. And there's been a bunch of these incel, let's just say, operations or events. You know, it's hard to know which ones are real and which ones are not. But look at the incel angle. They're really going to be pushing the mental health incel thing where people, these young guys that are kind of, you saw the two pictures, some of you did, that garlic Garlic Festival San Jose one and the El Paso shooter, these two look very much interchangeable as incels. Some people are speculating that it's the same photo of the same person, just at different time frames in their life and so forth. But this is another big one, is the incel angle, the involuntary celibate, involuntarily celibate angled, where it's like these nerds, they can't get girls or whatever. And then so then they lash out and they, you know, they blow up and go a psychotic break, if you will, and they go out and try to kill a bunch of people. So the incel, and what it's going to be is the white incels, okay? That's who they're really going to be targeting. And so the poor little nerds out there, stay strong. Don't be pushed around and pushed into a place where, you know, they're going to say you're a mass shooter and so forth. I can only see how some of these kids are going to start getting abused in school and so forth and so on. So a lot of interesting stuff. We'll see what happens, but I've got a bad feeling, and who knows where they're going to push the political class. It's going to push this thing. The Feinsteins and them are gleeful, I'm sure. Bloomberg, they just so happen to have this Everytown Moms Demand Action 2019 Gun Sense University, August 2nd in D.C. Isn't that just amazing? Now, one of the listeners sent me a thing where this person, Connor Betts, had a 2014 obituary, and it looks like a similar picture of this individual. So I don't know, you know, how they play with people that have already died, and, you know, it's a very sophisticated and confusing way that these operations get put together, patsies created, or Manchurian candidates through psychological means, drugging, you know, kind of trauma-based mind control, who knows, okay, but everybody's playing their part and feeding right into it. Hopefully there's enough of us out here that can do what we need to do to basically look, say, I'm skeptical and I'm not a nutty conspiracy theorist and I look at everything and so forth and so on. So thanks everybody for listening. Ken, appreciate you staying over with me, and don't know where this is going, but we'll be here next week, hopefully. And we'll see what happens this week. Everybody, thanks for listening. Support Republic Broadcasting.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news, my head's been wet with the midnight dew, I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sweet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down, sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man, but as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
On another show I called, but we voted to legalize fantasy sports gambling online. We passed it. We passed it in my parish and many other parishes. The legislators here have done absolutely nothing for it. I know a lot of people don't care about that. I know they're ready to burn me at the stake. But what I'm saying is that is the usurpation, I guess if that's a word, of the will of the people. A grown man should not be able to tell me what to do just because he reads a book. I mean, that's just what I'm saying. That's my opinion.
I understand perfectly what you're saying. You know, that's kind of what I'm ranting on today. You know, they get us stuck on certain things and certain concepts that, you know, in their world, you know, it might be the most important thing as far as they see it. You know, in someone else's world, you know, I live out in the country. Someone who lives in the middle of New York City in the Bronx or something has a completely different perspective on the world and their experiences. And, you know, it's like me. I need a firearm out here because, you know, I just went and, you know, picked up a hog skull that, you know, got cleaned off by the buzzards and the maggots and everything. And, you know, it had a, you know, on the right side, it had a 5-inch tusk. On the left side, it had a 3-inch tusk that had been broken off that was as sharp as a saber. You know, and their teeth mashed together, and you know, you can almost cut your finger running your finger down, you know, one of those tusks. And you know, out here where I'm at, I go out here on my property, and at any point, at any time during any day, I very likely could walk around a tree and run into a mother pig. And if you've ever seen a mother pig with babies, you know, they are very defensive, and they will slash and cut and gore and shred you if they have any opportunity to. And me being, you know, I don't have those kind of tools except for the ones that I can carry with me that, you know, will help dispatch them at a distance. So, you know, someone in the middle of New York City might not need a firearm like I need one. They see it as something that all it does is kill people. You know, me, it's a whole different thing. It's a tool out here. And if they take that away from me, you know, I basically can't go out and walk around on my property.
No, that's right. You'd have to start learning how to use a spear like they did in the Middle Ages. But one quick satirical question. If we found a way to round up, I don't know what we'd do with them, but just say we found a way to round up all the Muslims, Christians, and Jews and get rid of them, do you think it would raise the collective IQ of humanity?
I think that they would become more of a, and I know this is a, it's kind of like getting into Lark's area, community. They would become a more communal spirit. Like I said, you know, I don't know if you've listened, you've heard me say, that most of the people on this planet, from what I've been able to observe, most of them would get along just fine if the governments, the religions, the this, the that, the control mechanisms that the powers that be know are very effective on us, if that would stay out of the way, most of us would get along just fine. All we want is to be able to live what we consider a nice, normal, decent life and enjoy what we, you know, enjoy doing. You know, I love hunting and fishing. Someone in the Bronx has, you know, seen that on television, but they've never experienced it, you know, so that they have no concept of it. I have no idea. You know, going and walking down, you know, through Soho is not something that I see as, you know, something enjoyable, but other people might. I don't want to make a law that says that they can't go and walk down the sidewalk in Soho and enjoy themselves. You know, they shouldn't make a law that says that I can't go out in nature and fish or hunt, you know, and once again, responsibly, you know, there are limits to everything. You know, you don't go out and just kill. It's not the way I was brought up. You know, have I killed vanquished a lot of spirits on this planet? Yeah. But then, you know, so have vegetarians, because plants, whether they like it or not, are amongst the living things on this planet. And every time they reach down there and pick a plant out of the ground, just eat it raw, you know, they don't hear that plant screaming. Because they don't hear it screaming does not mean that plant's not screaming as they're eating it, you know. So it's all a matter of perspective. Hang on with me here, John. We'll get out. We'll go on after the break here for a little bit.
All right. Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to Republic of Texas Radio, folks. We are live here, and I'm not sitting in a studio, and I don't have all the fancy stuff in front of me. Don't claim to be a professional broadcaster, just a guy out here in the world who doesn't like really what he sees the world turning into around him. And I'm sorry, John, but I had my own reality here. I had a little slight incident with a deer and a puppy here, and she's kind of a little smart aleck, and she's been teasing this deer, and she's going to get whacked by Paul one of these times. I had to chase him outside. They're going to do it. So I kind of lost track of exactly what we were talking about. So go on with what you were informing us on here.
No, that's okay. That probably goes right into what I was going to say. In my opinion, and I read a little history, and if you go back all the way to Sumeria, you have the first civilization. Well, to me, in a civilization where you have lots of people all together, and maybe they're doing agriculture, that's when you need an organized religion that keeps the people in control. I mean, I'm not saying that's a bad thing or a good thing. I'm just saying that's how it is. But people that live in more rural areas, like you go back in the pre-Roman Celts, like my ancestors, probably your ancestors, before the Romans invaded and forced their civilization on everybody, I can read from Tacitus how exactly that enslaved the people. But, mm-hmm. You know, those people were wild.
Take into account, too, John, you know, about when, you know, the version that most people claim of this book to be the only true and right one, you know. At that point in time, you know, that there was a group of people called the Flavian Caesars that were in charge, and that's why there is a book called Romans in that compilation of stories. And you know, at that point in time, the Romans were the ones in charge, and nothing got, you know, printed or put out for public information unless it was approved by the censors of the Roman aristocracy, whatever you want to call it. You know, the people that were in charge at that point in time. So yeah, go
on. That's correct, and that's exactly right. And if you think about the circumstances about the person that supposedly wrote that book, he was supposedly in jail for a religion that was illegal. That's like if I was a guard at Abu Ghraib and some terrorist guy was writing letters to his mosque, but I let him get out or not? I mean, probably not. I probably wouldn't let him get out. But
from what I hear coming from you, John, it's kind of like me. It's like you don't deny people. You know, I like to think that we all still have a basic goodness in us. Some of us, I know that never had it in the first place. But you know, I hate that to see that being used. And like I said, each one of us has our own reality. We all, whether you want to believe it or not, believe slightly different. Whether you all read the same book or not, you know, that was the thing about books, John, is that when you read a book, you had to use your mind. You know, that something was described to you. You know, you got your own picture of what that description meant to you in that story. And as you read along through that story, that same depiction of, you know, a dragon, you know, you got your idea of what a dragon looks like, you know. So as you read through this, you know, fairy tale, you know, you see the same dragon all the time. Now, if you sat down with your best friend who read the same book and, you know, maybe even gave it to you to read, and you said, let's sit down and draw this dragon, he's going to draw a different depiction of that dragon than what you draw. So, you know, so whether we like it or not, we all have our own depictions inside of us. You know, externally, they try to have, you know, say that someone standing on a pulpit above it in front of you, you know, is going to stand up there and tell you what your faith is and what you believe deep down inside of you. You know, it to me, that's manipulation. I don't know. Yeah, well, I don't deny anyone their faith, but don't try to shove what you believe down my throat, because your children and your wife don't believe exactly like you do, whether you like it or not. You know, we all have it. You know, if you want to get honest about it, we all have a different concept of what the ethereal being that created us possibly is, you know.
Yeah, and they say, they take this book as being perfectly true, but if you look at the Homers, the Iliad and the Odyssey, they used to say that was a fairy tales and stuff, but they still say that's fairy tales and myth. But then this guy went out and actually, an archaeologist went out and found Troy, the city. So
right.
How do we know that that's not real too? I mean, modern civilization, the way the analogy I can use for modern man, which means women too, is like our ancestors before civilization was forced on us. Not that we didn't have a civilization. They called us barbarians, but it wasn't totally that. The Romans called us that. But if you look at a picture of a wolf, and the men today, including myself, not bringing myself higher than anybody else, but modern men today, we're like shih tzus.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
People back then were like wild wolves, and today we're like shih tzus.
Yeah, we've been tamed and domesticated.
That's a real dog. I'm not... Right, exactly.
Yeah. You know, and this is where they get us caught up in concepts. And, you know, the easiest thing for them to do is divide us, makes us easier to conquer. It says that this person over here, look at him, he's a different color than you are. He's bad. He can't possibly be good, you know, even though he's, you know, you dealt with him your whole life, you know, love his family, his kids are great, you know. He's supposed to be your enemy because he's got a different skin color, or because he believes in a fat little Chinese-looking guy with a swastika on his chest, you know, Buddha. You know, basic same principles, yeah, you know, live a peaceful life, don't infringe on the people around you. Try to make everyone, you know, have a nice, happy life, you know, be fulfilled and be able to do what you want to within limits. You know, there has to be, you know, limits to things. You know, your rights end where, you know, someone else's begin. And you try not, as hard as you can, not to infringe on those rights, but still live the life that you want to do. But they don't allow us to do that. They create rules, ordinances, you know, limits, permits and licenses and everything else that constrict you into a certain way that a power structure sees that you need to live your life, not how you see you need to live your life.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you brought that up. you brought up Divide and Conquer. And it depends on what book you read or what you want to say came out first or last. But where's the first time you read about Divide and Conquer? I think it's in Exodus whenever you look at the Tower of Babel. God couldn't have man working all together trying to build a tower, so we had to divide them by languages, it says. You know, we don't know, you know, it doesn't matter if it's true or not. That's divide and conquer. He couldn't have them be in all one language working together, so he divided to conquer them and keep them like that. And then he, destroyed a city with a couple of cities with nuclear fire and stuff like that?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, rain down fire and destruction on those who you do not see as living their lives. Yeah, you know, I know you're talking about, you know, the ethereal being, you know, God did this. He, you know, destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah and all that because they were doing, you know, evil, bad stuff. But, you know, it's kind of like the whole concept of states, you know, on this continent that was discovered by Columbus in 1492. It was a blank slate. You know, there was nothing here. You know, no civilization, no other life forms or anything that had lives and were doing just fine here, living with nature and everything. No, they weren't civilized. You know, that's why it was, you know, it was undiscovered, because it wasn't civilized. You know, but there was
tens,
if not hundreds of millions of other bipedal mammals running around on this continent that we didn't agree were civilized, so it wasn't anything. You know, we were told that they are subhuman. You know, so just, you know, shoot them like dogs in the street. Do I agree with that? Well, I wasn't part of it. I can't really go back and change, you know, what happened in the past. Can I be proud of ancestry? Well, you know, even amongst families, you know, the black sheep are never talked about, you know, in the family history. You know, I learned, you know, here that, you know, apparently it's like, I think one of my descent, you know, relatives, was either shot by the sheriff. I can't recall on Main Street here in Little Fredericksburg, you know. But you never hear about that, because that's not perpetuated in the family lineage, you know, because that was a black sheep. We don't want to talk about that. So, you know, basically, true history is lost through good intentions, not wanting to look bad amongst, you know, your peers, you know, any negative mark. So, you know, a bit of history is lost. So, you know, the true history, we're never going to find that out, because so many little things that might have actually, you know, significance, you know, in the future are forgotten about and not talked about. And if it's not talked about, it's not the truth. So, you know, and this is the whole, they get us twisted up in these concepts and keep us confused, so we are more, you know, controllable. You know, that's the ultimate thing, control. There are those who want to control anything and everything, and, you know, they are the ultimate. They want to be, basically become what we consider God. And, you know, and most of us feel like, you know, that's really not right, but we get manipulated into believing along the same lines and concepts that the ruling structure wants us to. I don't know. Do you see it any way different?
No, that's right. Now, I just want to get off, because I've probably been on a little long. But, like, you talked about Native Americans. Did you say nobody was here? I think that's in Missouri or Illinois. You can go see that big snake sculpture on the ground. You can only see from in the air. And then you come down to Louisiana, we have some mound builders that were building pyramids, like the ones in Mesoamerica. So, you know, there was a lot of people here a long time ago who built that. We don't know, you know.
Oh, John, so, around here, you know.
Hey, John,
you can stay on here. Like I said, you know, this is one of the things that I love is, you know, there's a lot of, you know, real intelligent, interesting folks out there. I don't know how I dropped into this position, but, man, I love talking to y'all. You know, to tell you the truth, I would, you know, and don't take this personally, but I would, you're in Louisiana, I'm in Texas. You know, in the world that we should be living in, you know, I really shouldn't, you know, ever have the opportunity to talk to you. I shouldn't need to talk to you, because you are far enough away from me that I have no control what goes over, you know, on in your life. It's kind of far, you know, but, you know, that's, and then we get this idea that, well, we're going to hire a representative to represent our views into John's life, so that we can be more what, cohesive. It's another one of those things where they've got us in the politics. We're being represented,
right,
represented by someone, you know, outside of our sphere of having anything to do with any influence on our lives and anything that might happen to us. You know, I live out here on a farm. I produce. I you know, try to do as much as I can for myself, be independent. Well, you know, in a city, that's a little bit harder to do. So, you know, it's not just geological dislocations that create differences. it's mindsets and what's instilled by your, you know, your parental units. Everything in your life creates your reality, and no one has the same one, and we have to be accepting to a point. But, you know, I'm not going to go onto your property and tell you how you have to live your life simply because my life experiences have been different. You know, do we get along? Yeah, I've never had a problem with you, you know. But, you know, which, in my opinion, should not, there's nothing that allows me to tell you what you have to do, how you have to live your life, because of my experiences in my past. You know,
it's yeah, but give, we know and, give that, and take. We know that by studying history, there are many people that outnumber you and I that would not mind telling us what to do, even if they had to tie us to a stake and set us on fire.
Right.
Because that's happened throughout history over and over again. You know?
And we've been lied to a whole lot, John. It's like, you know, we were told that, oh, them Branch Davidians, he's doing child sex and they're doing weird rituals and they live in a big compound and, you know, well, no, they've never, like, come over and shot my cattle, you know, and set my pastures on fire or anything like that. You know, we were told that, oh, they're these strange, weird people, you know, they're different from us. And so, you know, it was okay when we sat there and watched that whole complex go up, you know, in flames and just burn to the ground in, what, 10 minutes or something like that. And then, but, you know, as time goes on, we learn it's like, wow, you know, we were told that George Bush had a ranch close to that, but, you know, we weren't told that David Koresh and his group there were documenting these strange flights going into the Bush property. You know, they had an airstrip there and late night flights coming in and strange stuff being unloaded off planes into hangars on the property and, you know, all that stuff like that. You know, we were just told that they're weird, strange people. We need to get rid of them. They're different than us. Not that they were actually documenting criminal evidence against a family that is part of the power structure. You know, so we've been lied to a lot.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a way of controlling people too, because you create fear of people that are different. I think in the Middle Ages, they probably did that. Something bad would happen, they'd blame this whatever other group of people that they wanted to get rid of on whatever bad thing just happened. So the whole population of the village or city or whatever would go and kill all those people just because they said so, and they blamed it on them.
Yep, kill a commie for mommy. You know, the Crusades. The Reformation. You know, there's been a whole lot of death dealt out on this globe that we, you know, go through space on, in the name of, oh, we're the, you know, most moralist peopleist. You know, you are heathens, and we're gonna show how much we love you by coming over and slaughtering you and killing you and torturing you. Does that sound any way feasible in the world that you want to live in, John?
No, and history. They try to tell you that the Vikings were evil because they came and did that thing at that Lindisfarne, and they killed some priests. But if you look at history a little bit before that, I've been reading Charlemagne. That happened, but this happened after Charlemagne. But Charlemagne, his military conquest went all the way to the east. He went into Saxony, and he beheaded a bunch of Saxons because he had a convert or die policy. So, but what he was doing, and they had all heard about this because. This is just south of Denmark, and they had an actual wall. I think what it's called. I'm sure you can look it up and find it. But the Danes weren't friends with the Saxons either, and they had a big wall and fortresses and everything. But they knew what was happening. They saw this persecution coming, and they didn't want it, and they didn't necessarily like it. So they went and kind of started their own little thing too. Not that that's right or wrong, but I'm just saying that's how that really happened. It wasn't that the Vikings were some evil freaking heathens that were just out and out devil worshippers trying to kill Christians. No, Charlemagne had started a whole bunch of stuff, and then
that's one of those things where, you know,
more after that.
Kind of like with the way we, you know, this country was set up. You know, 50 individual states, basically 50 individual countries that came together for just a common purpose of, you know, trying to keep ourselves safe. If someone comes and attacks, you know, we're going to come and try to, you know, help stop it in your state because it's heading towards our state. You know, that was kind of the common purpose, you know, that we had. Now, did we all believe exactly the same? It's like, I like to, you know, booger little kids. It's like, well, and I don't take this personally. Anyone, they booger little kids in New Jersey. You want to do that? You go to New Jersey. You know, if you start boogering kids across the New Jersey lines, you're infringing on other people's rights that don't want to live that way, and that's where it stops. You know, then we got problems. You know, that's kind of the way it was set up. Not to that extreme, maybe, you know, in a decent moral world that we would like to live in. But, you know, that's kind of the concept. You know, if, you know, you moved somewhere, you remember when people used to uproot their whole families and everything because they wanted their children to be instilled with the morals they perceived as the right way to live their life. And they would uproot their whole life and move to a different state, to a different city, because that's, you know, they had a school system that instilled what they believed to be, you know, the proper way to lead your life. And that doesn't happen anymore. It can't happen because it's all the same now. We all have to believe the same thing and be taught the same thing, that this is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You know? And it's
right.
Not.
I think like you're maybe...
The truth is not the same for anyone.
Mm-hmm. You may be thinking like I'm thinking that the narrative is getting old. The narrative,
yeah.
Well, it's already old, but it's getting old, you know?
And so obvious and in your face, it's a wonder everyone doesn't see it. John, I appreciate it. We're getting close to the top of the hour here, and we're going to have a guest coming on. But, you know, I enjoyed talking to you. You know, it's different states, different upbringings, but, you know, we've got kind of the like mind and the way we want to live our lives.
Well, thanks, sir. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
AncientLifeOil.com. For your CBD needs, just remember, AncientLifeOil.com. What does it do for the body, you ask? I can't say, do the people in the suits that run the industry. Big Pharma's all over CBD because of its well, you know what I mean. Research the benefits of CBD on Google and come back to AncientLifeOil.com and purchase your CBD today. Non-GMO and all organic. You don't want to be using a petroleum product. You want to be using the cleanest CBD product on the market, AncientLifeOil.com. We even have CBD for your pet. Help your pet's discomfort. Help your discomfort. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Newly reduced prices to pass off the savings to the most important person, you, AncientLifeOil.com. And one more thing, we have topicals too. So if you have joint pain and some different issues that are going on in your body, you might want to use a topical. Think about it. AncientLifeOil.com.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So here we fight all through the night, going at it now.
And once again, folks, welcome back to Republic of Texas Radio / Rantings of a Sane Man. You know, a rant isn't always a bad thing. You know, it expresses deep emotions. You know, be they positive or negative. You know, I guess you can go on a positive rant. You can. Going on a Jesus rant and say, oh, you know, run around and, you know, and, you know, speaking in tongues and, you know, drinking strychnine and rattlesnakes flying through the air and everything. No, I just, you know, there are good and there are bad rants. You know, a rant is not necessarily a negative thing. Do I rant about what I see going on? Do I see that as what's going on as negative? Yeah. Yeah, it's really negative, folks. You know, when I say we're in a lot of trouble, you know, I could very well be wrong. You know, it could just be all fluffy kittens and everything out there. But, you know, there are little pockets of fluffy kittens. But as a majority, it's heading more towards a kind of a bedraggled, you know, a mongrel rat type, you know, a sewer rat running around. They're not fluffy kittens everywhere. They're becoming more of these nasty, you know, diseased, mange-covered sewer rats running around, if you want to look at it that way. And we just don't notice that because we've been told you know, mangy sewer rats are, that's the new chihuahua. You know, everyone's going to have one in their house, you know, sitting on their lap. And if they made it trending on Facebook, unfortunately, most of the people in this on this planet would have a nice, cute little mangy rat, sewer rat, sitting on their lap. You know, that would love seeing them come home every day. You know, and waiting at the door for them, just so happy to see them. You know, because they want a couple of bites out of your ankles. But don't, you know, we'll look past that because aren't they just so cute? At least Facebook says they're cute. You know, everyone's seen the mangled rat, you know, videos. They're all over, and they're just so cute. No, I'm not going to sit up here and tell you all that, you know, how to live your life and what the ultimate truth is. I'm telling you a little bit about what I've been able to see and what I do see going on around me. The mesmerization of the world through what could be a wonderful, beneficial thing for mankind, you know, computers and the internet and the connectivity. But, you know, it's also gotten us to a point of where communication really means nothing anymore. I can remember as a kid, you know, 7, 8 o'clock at night, and all of a sudden, you know, the phone would ring, you know, that big clunky thing that, you know, ring, you know, it actually had a bell inside of it. You know, I'd pick it up and say, well, it's your Aunt Jenny, lives in Lubbock, you know. Man, we only hear from Aunt Jenny 2 or 3 times a year. Sure, it would be nice to see her more. But man, you know, that used to mean something, you know, when your parents hand you the phone, you want to say hi to Aunt Jenny, you know, and you talk for a little bit. You know, that communication was special because you were separated by distance. And, you know, different lifestyles, different things you're doing, but still, you know, someone of your family that, you know, you have feelings for, and it's, you know, always great to hear from Aunt Jenny. And, you know, if that happens, you know, within a quarter of a millisecond at any point during the day, that communication really means nothing, you know. You hear the phone ring now, and it's like, yeah, you want to talk to Aunt Jenny? Oh, I talked to her yesterday. I don't, why would I want to talk to her today? Communication really has become meaningless. It used to have, you know, its special moments. You know, now it's, you know, it's just, oh, well, ho-hum. You know, I can talk to my best friend on the other side of the world in a quarter of a millisecond. You know, what is it hearing from Aunt Jenny? That's nothing special. You know, I kind of like that, you know, when communication meant something. When you said something, you said it as accurately as you could. When you gave someone directions, you gave them as accurately as you could. Because, you know, it's not... It didn't used to be today's world. Well, if I gave them the wrong information, it's like, you know, when they get lost, they'll just call me and I'll get them then. You know, we'll get them back on track. You know, the world's changed, I know, and I'm complaining about it, but it's, you know, it's making me not be able to live the life that I want to live. And here's our break coming up, folks, top of the hour. Hopefully on the other side, we will have David Devine coming in. And we're not going to give you fluffy kittens or anything either. We're going to tell you a little bit more about what the technology and the truth that the technology is changing on us. And we'll be back in a few minutes here, folks.
The tree of life is us, my friends.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.